I'm Chris Heim with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW. And close on the heels of the drum solo, probably the next most dreaded thing in a concert is the bass solo. Bassists may be a sturdy and often propelling foundation for bands, but only a few, fairly or not, emerge as leaders in their own right. Not surprisingly, most of them have come from jazz, where there's more room for a Charles Mingus, Ray Brown, Ron Carter, or perennial list topper Jaco Pastorius to display their skills. Two other names that regularly pop up on best bassist lists are now touring together. Jazz fusion player Stanley Clark, whose first instrument was the accordion, rose to prominence in the 70s with Return to Forever, and then with releases under his own name like School Days that were successful well beyond the usual jazz confines. In the last few years, there's been a flurry of new releases from him, including the 2010 Stanley Clark Band set, which took home this year's Best Contemporary Jazz Album Grammy. 2 decades after Clark's first hit records, Victor Wooten appeared as a founding member of Bela Fleck's Flecktones. In 1996, he released his first album under his own name, a remarkable solo bass, no overdub display that just yesterday was reissued in a remastered version with several previously unreleased tracks. The Stanley Clark Band and Victor Wooten Band now embark on a co-headlining tour with a first date tonight at the Bricktown Center in Oklahoma City and Friday at the Granada in Lawrence. Wichita concerts this week include the WSU Concert Band and Jazz Arts Combo, legendary country outlaw Willie Nelson, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, alt-country David Mayfield Parade, and the Bodo Ensemble Dream Team. Regional shows of note include a Symphony in the Flint Hills Prelude event, Zydeco favorite Rosie Ledet on her own and teamed up with this year's Zydeco Grammy winner Chubby Carrier, the Kansas Home on the Range musical celebration of the state sesquicentennial, 70s garage rock favorites the Fleshtones celebrating a new CD, Sublime Americana and alt-country singer-songwriter Elin Jewell, and finally one last bassist, Mike Watt, formerly of the Minutemen, touring with his new Hyphenated Man release. Details on these and other shows on the Music Roundup page of our website, kmuw.org.